Yesterday we discussed the concept of Zaynikim, and we advanced two general possibilities, which we mentioned clearly do not work across the board, but two general general possibilities in the idea of Zaynikim. Are Zaynikim merely an act that has to be done to get from the finish line to the start line, or from the start line to the finish line? Or does the sphere of Zaynikim actually create a certain chalos, a certain status that exists during the Zaynikim? As the Chavos Das, to the extreme, said, it makes the days and days which are Sefurin Ubedutin. And we discussed yesterday the Mil Tzedakah, which is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkat and Gimel, that discusses a case where a woman was misinformed. She was not aware that she, in reality, was Tahora, so there are a few days that she didn't count. She had first counted them, then she said, oh, those days don't count, I have to start again. And then she goes to the Rav, and the Rav says, no, no, those days did count. Says the Mil Tzedakah, once she was Masir Das from the days, they can't be returned. Although in the Pesach Tshuva, which is a kitzur of the Tshuva, you don't really get the full flavor of the Mil Tzedakah. If you look up the Mil Tzedakah and Simin Samach Dimel, as well as the Achronim, the way they quote it, there seems to be two different ideas as to why the Mil Tzedakah is Makbid. You need to be aware of why, of each day of Zaynikim. Number one, that it's important to make sure that you know that each day is baduk. And if it's not, if you're not going to be attentive to a situation, you could have dam that might come that you're unaware of. But also, the Mil Tzedakah seems to say that each day needs a maisa sfira. And if you totally forget a day, that undermines the maisa sfira, and that's going to not be helpful. It's unclear. You have to look yourself in the tshuva. See, are those two things really independent? Are they both under the umbrella of Sfurin Ubedukin? Sfurin Ubedukin means, number one, that you are going to do a Maisa Sfira. Number two, you're acutely aware of what's going on. Or are they two slightly different ideas? Number one is there's a Maisa Sfira. Number two, you need an awareness to make sure nothing just slips through the cracks. But the Mil Tzedakah, you can hear they're really echoing the same idea, but the concept of the Mil Tzedakah says there has to be a heightened awareness. Also, it creates a Maisa Sfira, a Sfirin Ubedukin. We mentioned the postum distress that if it's not a complete day from the entire day, then that's going to be okay. Let's say a woman is in any situation, people sleep, people do things, they're not always aware of what's going on. You don't need Sfirin Ubedukin the entire day. But you also have to examine, given these two reasons, which again might be, if you think about it, echoes of the same reason, Maisa Sfira and acute awareness, or two slightly different reasons, when it would be. Let's say, we mentioned yesterday, as the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the minimum that a person needs to count? Day 1 and 7. Maybe, we'll whisper 1 or 7. But really, Shulchan Aruch says day 1 and 7. So, you have to really, although it seems the Mil Tzedakah would be makbid, that each day you have to be aware of what's going on because we don't want things to slip through the cracks, the reason of Maisa Sfira, Bukhara, is not necessary. And the case the Mil Tzedakah was talking about was that she forgot, since the Efsatara, she thought everything was undermined and she wants to make it because of an error. You have to examine a situation where, let's say, day 3 and 4 she was unconscious. Would that be a problem? Where she thought that it was bad. Would that really undermine it? That would not necessarily undermine the Maisa Sfira, because you don't need a Maisa Sfira for all 7 days. 1 and 7 is enough, and that fills in the gaps through all the other 5 days too. If that you really need an acute awareness in of itself, then maybe if a person actually denies the acute awareness and says, no, I'm forgetting about this day, she might disregard things that are going to take place. So again, if it's the idea of Maisa Sfira alone, we know Maisa Sfira does not need to be done for all 7 days. 1 and 7 is enough, and that fills in the gaps between the other days that are missing. But the idea of acute awareness, if the Mil Tzedakah means that in of itself, then maybe the opposite of acute awareness, that she's specifically saying, nah, this day I'm Tameya, will mean she'll just forget anything that goes on, that might be undermining the idea of Bedika. One might add, though, what, people sleep sometimes, and during the middle days, they're going to be still considered Tahora. L'maisa, we are choshish from the Mil Tzedakah, but we do presume that one could be Matil if it's not the entire day. But what this does have, Michael, question?
Is this any different than what the Shul says, that you have to count day 1, day 2, day 3? Or is there a nuance here?
So, yeah, what do you think, Zevi?
Shlomo would probably say, you just need to say, Hayom Yom Echad and Hayom Yom Shvi.
Oh, right. Well, Chora, it's a good point. Number one, the Shulah is l'chor means chasidus. The Shulah, I don't think the Shulah meant it as a din. It's a minhag to do it. And he meant maybe for Kabbalistic reasons, but it's not necessarily ma'akiv. Milstach is saying it's ma'akiv. And Zevi's also saying, yet you have to look at the milstach in general, within the constructs we mentioned, lo gara from a woman who's totally fine. She's playing tennis every day. She's going for walks, but she only does bleed to day one and day seven. And she just is ignoring the other 6 days. She's on vacation, 5 days. So you have to just think about the cases of why it should be worse. Look for yourselves, Milstach. He seems to say these two reasons. Number one, a Maisis Sphira. And number two, that you need to be have a heightened awareness. It's unclear if they work in tandem or they're two separate reasons. He mentions them both in the same discussion. And you have to just compare that to the idea of Maisis Sphira, as Debbie's pointing out. We only need minimum one in seven to the Evid altogether. So how could we be worse off than that? Either way, that's just in terms of spending your time thinking yourself about the concept of what the Milstach is saying. Halacha, might we pass in? The Milstach, we're choshesh, we try to be choshesh in the Milstach, that you need to be aware every day. You can never negate a day, but it means an entire day, which is why it's important for any couple, when they're going to have a shaila, that they're going to ask, to make sure that they never say, this one is totally off. Always say, I don't know, as we mentioned yesterday, the joke about, that's red, that's not red. You never know. But additionally, it's important just pragmatically for a couple to realize, you're not going to find this in Shulchan Aruch. Usually, a couple feels a certain rush to ask a shaila when it happens. But that's really not necessary. Because all the Milstach says is that you have to know that a day is not... You can't... Zainakim can't be a day that you thought was not Zainakim. It has to be a day which is Zainakim. It doesn't necessarily say, and this, Michael, is another answer to your question, you need to know today's day three, today's day four. It's nice, according to the Shulah, but it's not ma'akiv. So let's say a couple has a situation, on day two they have a situation, they're not sure if today is day two, or maybe it's really day zero. This will be Hefsatara, and tomorrow is back to being day one. It's day five. Is it really day five, or is this a kesem, that's Temeah? It's going to make today to day zero. You have to have Sektara, because today can't be day one after day five was undermined. If you keep the Cheshbon, it has to be day zero again. And tomorrow will be day one. The couple might not be sure. They're a little bit antsy, and they're curious. They want to know the resolution, which is fine. But halachically, if she is on day five and sees the Riyah today that she's not sure about, as long as she says, I'm not sure, and she asks the Rav, let's say, tomorrow or the next day, the Rav tells her, Itaka's fine. Today's day seven, go to the mikveh tonight. She didn't go again to Milstach. She was aware that these are days of Zayin Hakiyim, even though she didn't know what today was. So it's important to realize that a couple is going to often feel curious to know. It's important to plan when she's going to the mikveh, what's going on, is she has to start again or not. But as far as the halachic yisod, there's no need to professional themselves to know if today is day one, two, three, or four. As long as they know these are days of Zayin Hakiyim, that's enough for the sphere, enough for the lack of Hesach Hadas. And eventually they'll figure out, well, Mafreya was today day one, day zero, or day five again. That would not be a violation of the Milstach, as long as they're conscious in general, without being able to earmark the day. Aaron.
If this is the first day of Shemini Kiyum, and she's not sure what status of it is, so she has to think in her mind, if it's X, then this is day one, if it's...
You would have said that. No, Aaron's being really lumdish. He's saying, you need to know, today is the chalos, day one. But we don't see that. Meaning, even Milstach, even the Chavos Das says, you need to have days that are sfur and bedutin. Let's say a woman thinks, for some reason, you need 18 days, because she misread, she thought you need 18 days for Nida and Ziva, just for a Zava, let's say. So she thinks today is day three, and then she all of a sudden thinks that this is day 7, day 12, whatever, she is totally off track. A Maisis, for an Abedukin, that counts. You don't need to say, Hayom Yom, whatever, L'chavra. That's an interesting point based on what you're saying.
Zevi. The Chavos Das doesn't seem to say this, correct? This is a Chiddush of the meal.
Yes, the Chavos Das does not.
Even though he says you need to be Abedukin of Smurin, he seems to imply that only days 1 and 7 need brought up.
That's true. And that's what I'm saying. You have to look yourself, see what the Milstach would say about that. But what the Chavos Das say, that let's say you did Smurin Abedukin, and then you forgot. And then you, to say that undermines it.
I mean, he never mentioned this.
Never said that at all. That's total chiddush of Milstach. Absolutely. Totally true. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet, it's a very interesting discussion in the Ramah. Zach the Ramah, Vabidita, Tiel Arhaner. I'm sorry, Tiel Arhayom, Lol Arhaner. Use daylight, not candlelight. With the Eved Mahani, a few Arhaner. But the Eved, we rely on candlelight. We flip the latches of the year sometimes. In Lamaisa, we're a Maitel on Arhaner. Where does this come from, this Ramah? This Ramah, as everything in Shulchan Aruch comes from the Beis Yosef. Zach the Beis Yosef. It's important to realize, I mentioned once, in case you're new to learning the Turin Beis Yosef, that it used to be that Turin Beis Yosef didn't have any simanim in the Maltzeh. That's all an innovation of the Machon Yerushalayim. The beautiful printing has a way to be mashve, the Turin Beis Yosef, to the Shulchan Aruch. But sometimes it doesn't split. So sometimes, like in this case, we have a case, Sif Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch is back to Beis Yosef, Sif Dalet parentheses Aleph and Sif Dalet parentheses Beis, because the Beis Yosef never wrote them as Seifim. He just put it all together. The printer just put it in order to help us refer. So here, on page 12 in my version, it's Os Dalet parentheses Beis. It parallels the Tur, Sif Zayin and Sif Ches. It's a little bit later. Do you see it? It quotes from the Rajba that the Rajba says this idea that Lamaisa, it seems to be a Gemara, Beis Munbaz, Chef Dafka Bayom. It's a nice thing to do. Chef Dafka Bayom. L'chora, what do you see from this Ramah? Or what do you see from what the Ramah is not saying? The Ramah seems to say, there's an idea the Rashba quotes, from the Gemara maybe, it's quoted in the Ramah. Check Dafka L'ar Hayom L'chadchila. But the Yevid L'ar Haner. So what do you see, Michael? You see, what does this tell us at the time of day? Now we have a new clock that's back. You could check once a day. Oh, okay, and once a, use the word very clear. Once a what? Once a?
One time.
24 hours.
Once
every 24 hours.
Right. Day in a halakhic sense. Does this mean day when the sun is shining? Maybe L'ar Haner means that you're in a cave so you have no sunlight. But it's the pashtus. From the fact there's no discussion any more than that, it seems like day or night counts. L'chora. L'chora. Zok the Sidrei Tara and Sifkot Nutes. Hold on a second. So, and this happens to be the, it's referred to also in the Machon Yerushalayim, knows the Sidrei Tara is such an essential sefer to Hilchos Nida. They have a footnote, not only in, they have footnotes in the Shulchan Aruch on the sides of Teach Sidrei Tara, on the Gilyon. And also, even on the bottom of the Beis Yosef, where an idea in the Beis Yosef is quoted in the Sidrei Tara. So here they point out, in Os Tes, in my version, I have this, the two-volume version, if you use the real term, it might be a different page. Os Tes of the footnotes in Machon Yerushalayim just point out, this parallels Sidrei Tara, Sifkat Nutes. What does Sidrei Tara, Sifkat Nutes tell us? So he says, hold on a second here. There's an issue. Zok the Sidrei Tara, Chibsalivav, Sifkat Nutes. I understand that the Ramah, quoted from the Beis Yosef from the Rashba, maybe Medayik and the Gemara discusses the idea of checking the Chatchila during the day, but even L'ar Haner, Zot the Sidrei Tara, wait 1 second. We discussed a major machlokas you've shown him as to how Zaynikim have to proceed. According to the Rov opinion in Rishonim, and Rov the words of the Mechaber, you need Tchilasan or Sofan. 1 or 7. Well, when I say the Mechaber is Choser, the Mechaber is Machria in the end, that you have to do 1 and 7. Zok the Sidrei Tara, hold on a second. This Rashba that says that you're allowed to check maybe L'ar Haner b'dieved, would he really be something that we're going to pass like L'halacha Zok the Sidrei Tara? No. Hold on a second. Zok the Sidrei Tara, Bedika Havi Mishum Sfira. A Bedika is a Maisa Sfira, which creates Sfirin Bedukin. Who is the Sidrei Tara exactly mimicking? The sort of the Chavis Das. Sfira means create these in Sfirin Bedukin. Zok Sidrei Tara, you're right, if you look in the Rashba, maybe from the Gemara, from the to the Beis Yosef, to the Ramah, they're holding that you're allowed to count day 1 or day 7. If you hold you allowed to count day 1 or day 7, that means you don't need Sfirin Bedukin. That means you need to do a Maisa Sfira, Mysosphere is okay, day 1. Mysosphere is okay, day 7. Mysosphere is okay, day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That makes sense. But says the Sidrei Torah, l'halacha, do we passion that 1 or 7 works? No. One and seven works means. Says the Sidrei Torah, that's not just a change in how many days of sphere we count. It's a paradigm shift in what the lumdus of Zainakim is. As we discussed a few times, there's a chakira. What's pshat in Zainakim? Is it just the maisa? Or is it something which creates the status of sphere medukin? Zot the Sidrei Torah, machokas mechaber and mechaber. If you hold 1 or 7 counts, that means you need to do something. Do something. It's an ask. But if you hold that you have to count day 1 and 7, you know what that means? That means you're creating a halachic constructs of yamim, sefurim, ubedutin lefanecha, day 1 and 7. Like the Yisrael of the Chavis Das. Yamim muchzakim be'inan, he says. So, lemaisa, I'm sorry, you need to have days of sefurim ubedutin, sefurim lefanenu. If you need sefurim lefanenu, days that are counted, mamish, lemaisa, then there's no way that you can count Balayla. Why not? What do we have against night? We have a Ma'ariv at night. What's wrong with night? Oh. So the Sidrei Torah is really quoting, without saying it, a Mefurash Gemara. But before we get to that Gemara, keep in mind, the Sidrei Torah has a major agenda here. He says, you're right, according to Rov Rishonim, you can count Balayla, like the Stimas Divrei HaRama. Why can you count Balayla? Because according to Rov Rishonim, you need day 1 or 7. You can do a Maisa Sfira anytime during the Zainakim. But if you hold like the Mechaber does at Lahalacha, they need to have 1 and 7. You need, like the Chavis Das says, Sfurin Lefanenu, a Maisa Sfira, Sfurin Abadukin. That's the oneness of day 1 and 7, says the Sidrei Torah. Then it's impossible to do so by Laila. That's not considered a status of Sfurin Abadukin. Why? Says the Sidrei Torah, it's a Gemara. He doesn't say this Mefurish, but as we'll see, this is a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? It's a few places. It's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Gemara, but the Gemara starts in Maseches Megillah. Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, tells us, the Mishnah that's often quoted, Tal HaYom, Kashur Triyas HaMegillah, Triyas HaHalel, Triyas Shofar. There are certain things that are kosher the whole day, certain things that are kosher the whole night. Zerat Klaus is a Mishnah. Davar Shem Mitzvah Bayom, kosher Kol Yom. Davar Shem Mitzvah Balayla is kosher Balayla. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah before that, says there are certain things that you can't do. Certain things that you have to realize are time limited. On the Chof Amud Aleph, that's for some mitzvahs, says the Mishnah, but look. Ein Karnas HaMegillah, V'lamalin, V'latovlin, V'lamazin. There are certain things that you have to make sure to wait for that proper time. If it's day, Mitzvah Bayom, wait for day. Mitzvah Balayla, wait for Laila. So you can't do certain things by Laila. V'chein Shemeres Yom HaTeneg Yom, V'latutfol Ad Shetanis HaChama. Shemeres Yom HaTeneg Yom has to be Tovel only after Nates. And then the Mishnah says the famous refrain, which we might know from Shacharis, but the Yavid Amot HaShachar works. So we have the idea of Mitzvah Bayom needs Yom, Mitzvah Laila needs Laila, that's Mishnah Chaf Amud Beis. Mishnah Chaf Amud Aleph says there are certain things you have to make sure to wait for day, to actually come. And one of them, the one which is Nodea Us, is Shemeres Yom HaTeneg Yom. Shemeres Yom HaTeneg Yom has to wait dafka for Tefillah Bayom. Why? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. The bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara makes a Rosh from Sukkim, Kevin Debaya Sfira, since Shemeres Yom HaTeneg Yom is what we call in common parlance a Zava Ketana. What does a Zava Ketana or Gdola need in order to become Tahara? Not just Tevila, a Maisa Sefira. Zav Tidemara, black on white, Sefira V'yamama Ki. Sefira may only be done at night. I'm sorry, during the day. Sefira may only be done during the day. That's the Gemara. Now, it happens to be that a very great person seems to go against the Gemara. None other than Rashi. Rashi, a few times in Shas, seems to say that Sefira counts Balayla. This Rashi will come back to again, Rezal Hashem, because this Rashi is Nodea, the discussion, this Machokas Rav Yosef and the Rabbanon about Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And in the discussion of Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Rashi seems to say that mixin pirkulo even works at night, because that's considered part of the last day, let's say in Avel, for example, or other situations, Zava would work at night. Says Tosus, hold on a second. Tosus on Nida Ayin Aleph and Beis, Zav Tosus, Dimaskah Haroah Yom Echad, Yom Echad Yisar V'Tavu L'Erev, Zav Tosus, Sfiras Erev, Lav Sfirahi. And says Tosus, don't take my word for it, who is that? It's a Gemara. And Zav Tosus, it's against who? The Zayda, against Rashi HaKadosh. It's against Rashi. Rashi says, in Tosus quotes two places, Zavachim and Psachim, other places as well maybe, that you're allowed to do a mitzvah, that you're allowed to do sphere even Belaila. Zavtosus, Rashi has answered the Gemara, but I know I have a Gemara on my side. Gemara says the sphere is only Belaila. Now let's go back to the Siddur Torah. So it's up to the Torah, if sphere we pass from Tosfos is only Belaila, I'm sorry, only by Yom, sphere is only by Yom, if sphere is only by Yom, so does this Machaber, does this Ramah make sense? Yes! The Beis Yosef need quotes Rishonim that say that you're allowed to do Bedikah Balayla. But why does the Beis Yosef say that? Because Beis Yosef held, Rav Rishonim hold, that you can do Sphira day one or day seven, which means you don't need a Maisa Sphira. But if you hold, like the Beis Yosef himself holds the Halakha, you need a Maisa Sphira. And Maisa Sphira means that you need to create Surin Bedutin, a Maisa Sphira which does something. I ended too early. Maisa Sphira that creates Surin Bedutin, Maisa Sphira which makes days considered counted, day one and seven, then Lamaisa, you can't do Bedika Balayla because there's no situation of Sephira. It's not a Maisa Sephira. It's important to note that, as I mentioned yesterday, what if a woman does Sephira Balayla, let's say, on day four? So what's the problem? Okay, so either she's holding like Rashi and that was a day four also, or let's say it's like Tosos, so she did one and seven. As long as she did one and seven, so Dal the Yom Four Mehacha, she's okay anyway. But on day one and seven, Lamaisa, the opinion of Tosfos, and that's what we usually pass from, is that Sphira cannot be done by Laila. That's what Sidratara means. So Lamaisa, this Yisod in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Sidratara, you're right, Rishonim say it, but it's Lushitasam. That's only if you hold one or seven works. If you hold one and seven works, you're up the treat without a Bedika. Yes, sir.
The only issue is it seems like the Chavis Das is not saying like the. It seems like Chavis Das is holding like Rov Rishonim. That you only need one day. It seems to probably you only need one day. So it seems to be a stira. You say that the Chavadah says you need only one day, you don't need one and seven.
Why would the Chavadah say you need one?
Only it seems one to imply in the Chavadah that you only that if you just count one day, that's enough. That's enough for Sruna.
He means in his Beyevit situation with the woman who was a Matha.
It's not. It seems like Sruna Bedukin would be enough one day. According to this, you would. According to what we're saying now, you need every single day counted, no?
Or 1 and 7 can fill in the blanks. That's the lumbus, that's the entire thing the lumbus of day 1 and 7 is that it fills in the blanks. Now you're right, the Chavis Das does talk about a situation with the woman as a matha, but he's willing to be more makel on beditos. Maybe ukme adaraisa, that you could just be mashdiach or do a small bedita. You have to see, might be that he's saying that will help Surin Bedukin still get off the ground.
Assuming that 1 and 7 is filling in the gaps, where you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Yes, that's the minimum for Bedutin. But you're pointing out a Ha'ara, which we'll get back to, Bez Hashem, in a few minutes. What's the nature of the Bedita that we need to do Sfirin Bedutin? Does it mean a super-duper Bedita? Maybe not. So the Chavis Das entertains lesser Beditos. It doesn't mean he's saying you don't need. He says 1 Bedita should be a home run. 1 could be a single, maybe. But at least you need to do more than 1. Lamaisa, well, can I get the question?
So we would say the Mechaber is holding like Tosfos and the Ramah is holding like Rashba.
The Sidur Torah doesn't accept this. The Sidur Torah just says, I mean, you're being kind. You're saying that the Mechaber is holding like Rashi. This says Sphira does count, Belaila. That's what you're saying. But the Sidur Torah just says, he's not being as kind as you. He's not Lamed Zechus. He's saying, Ramah, you're wrong. I understand that it's put in the Beis Yosef. That's only because the Beis Yosef holds a Rishonim that say that 1 or 7 works. But if you hold that you need 1 and 7 Dafka, then Laila's not going to work. So he's saying, I understand it's an idea, but you can't quote it halacha. It's not going to work halacha. It's amazing. You see, the beauty of Torah, you can have two great gedolim that see the exact same gemaras and shulchan aruch, have the same lamdas, and pass them differently because of that lamdas. So the Sidur Torah here is telling us that Bedikah b'Laila should not work since we only need day 1 and 7. In Mark, contradiction to the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, Nyardeyas min tzadi beiz osyud beiz. that Lamaisa Shat Divrei Mishnah Tosfos Nira Tosfos that says you need B'dicha Dafra B'Laila the B'dicha Tzarech B'Yom Dafra Kaven the B'dicha who perish HaSfira HaSfira Hayinu Yamin. That's really Sfira Nebedutin. So Zach the Chazunish Aval Aman Damar B'Tchilas Ansadi. What if you hold 1 or 7 is enough? Then you don't need the idea. Then even Tosfos would be Modil Chora that you could count B'Laila. Since we don't see any posek really, almost no one do a Bar-Ilan search that talks about B'dicha B'Laila and says it's a problem, and he doesn't say this, but we do have the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that say that it's okay, so L'chor you see that it's valid. Now what does he mean L'chor? Fill in the words of the Chazon Ish, fill in the blanks. What he means is, again, he says Tosfos' idea of needing to count only by Yom is because that would be if you hold day 1 and 7 or Ma'afeif. Well, in Ma'is and Shulchan Aruch, we don't find anyone that says that B'Laila does not work. So, what is the Chazon Ish not saying? There's a few sentences that he's not saying. David, what's he not saying?
So, it must be that 1 and 7 is not Ma'afeif.
Oh, 1 or 7. So, the Chazon Ish seems to say, this is what you have to say, the Chazon Ish says, L'maisa, you would never pass that 1 and 7 is not ma'akev, but what he means is, L'maisa, we know that's a chumrah, but in lamdas, it's not the same as a lamdas. So he's more distant to the that in lamdas, if the Rishonim that hold that's t'chilasan al-fisha in sofan, I'm sorry, that t'chilasan u-sofan or ma'akev is the only way to do things, they will hold maybe, the lamdas is you need to a ma'isa sphira dafter bayom. But the Shulchan Aruch is sort of a mix. First he quotes those that say that t'chilasan al-fisha in sofan, then he's machriya, you have to do t'chilasan v'sofan. But Zach Chazon Ish, L'chora, this is what Chazon Ish means, that's not a paradigm shift in Lamdus. In the heart of hearts of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber really holds also that you don't need Sfurim B'Duchim like the Chavis Das said. You don't need Sfurim B'Duchim like the Sidra Tyrus said. Because he was willing to say, for Rov of his words, Rov Beis Yosef, Rov words in the Shulchan Aruch, that you can count 1 or 7. Which means he's willing to say the Lamdus is just, do a Maisa, just do a Maisa Sfira. No Chalos. No fancy schmancy ideas. In the end, he is machriya that you have to pass and do 1 and 7. You think in the last line he's choser and says a whole shift in lamdus that says, oh no, you need to do 1 and 7 because that's a chalos shem tzurin b'dukin? No! The Shulchan Aruch probably held the same idea even in the end. That's just the ma'isa sfira. It's just that he's saying, la ma'isa or choshish the idea of doing 1 and 7 because that's not a good idea to tinker with. But he's not shifting the lamdus. You're right, if he really shifted the lumdus, he would hold that Laila doesn't work. But since he never shifts the lumdus, we should say that even though the Shulchan Aruch says do 1 and day 7, he's not changing from Rov of his words, which is that Maisa Sfira is all that's necessary, not a Chalos Shem for an Ubedut. What's amazing is that you see the exact same facts that the Chazon Ish and the Sidra Tyrus are looking at. The idea that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about Laila, the idea that you need Sfurin Ubedukin, according to the lumdus of 1 and 7. The idea that the Mechaber says 1 or 7, then changes to 1 and 7. But Zach Tzertara, that's Gufa shift in lumdus. Zach Chazon Ish, no! Come on! He's choshes that opinion, doesn't mean that he's changing the lumdus, and therefore you can do Bedika of Balaila.
We say you can even do Bedika of Balaila days 1 and 7.
Right.
So, wouldn't that be a stira though? So if I'm trying to be Yotze the Chumrah of doing days 1 and 7, I'm doing it the night of. Is 1 and 7, so then aren't I undermining that
Chumrah? No, but if you sound like the Chazon Ish, that in Lamdus...
The Chumrah is not changing the Lamdus.
That's the Chazon Ish's point.
If we were being mocked, that maybe there is such a thing.
Right, that's what the Chazon Ish seems to say. No. Now, the Chazon Ish is Sussum. Look at the Chazon Ish yourself. See what you think the Chazon Ish says. But I read some of the words. He's saying, no, since you hold the Chazon Ish and Sofa, then we're not going to hold that you need to have Surinu B'dukin. But we hold that you do need to go from the Sofan. So what he means is that it's not a shift in Lamdus.
Right.
So look yourself. What's amazing, Sidra Tara has saw the exact same facts and said, no, we are shifting Lamdus. Chazon Ish says we're not shifting Lamdus. Nafmina l'halacha. Should be that L'chor day 1 and 7 should work even by Laila. So how do we pass it in? Oh, this issue is an issue which is raised by the Nodeb Yehuda. But before we see the Nodeb Yehuda, let's see one other important idea. The idea of how to do B'dikta. We mentioned several times that the Ravid has the zechus of having one of the most yisodistic works on all of Hilchos Nida, Bali HaNefesh. And here, the Ravid in Bali HaNefesh not only is important l'halacha, but he's also important in terms of being a dictionary, he's lahavdil a million times the Wikipedia, the easy access dictionary of what a bedika means. Look in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba, from the Ravid. In Simcha Psadi, 12. This is on mine, page Kursamach Dalad. This is towards the end of the Beis Yosef Osvav. It's in the middle of a long paragraph. For those that are using the old Beis Yosef, it's in the middle of a long paragraph. And then the line in the Beis Yosef, if you're using the old one, is Vav Mem Shin, Rashi Tosef V'Tachnisehu L'Chur Nusdakin. Then around four or five lines later, he says V'Arayv V'Tosef, Sefer Bali Nefesh. This is just, as they say, the Teichverte, explaining what Bedika means. What is a Bedika? Says the Ravid. Harishona Bedikas Chinuach. The first one is a purely external, perfunctory Bedika. That's for a case where, let's say, there are three women that are in a bed and they're not sure who has, and one of them, and they find the kesem, they're not sure who it comes from. Each one has to check themselves superficially in order to find them. Parenthetically, we mentioned once that Rav Yashiv is machmir that a woman who's roa, and Rav Temlis says the same idea, a woman who's roa a kesem should do a bedita before she's with her husband. But I had said, l'chora, it doesn't mean you need to do a maisa bedita l'damri, it could be a tinuach ba'alma. It's like this ravid, the ravid that seems to say that sometimes just to know if there's dam there, it's enough to just check yourself, like going to the bathroom, you don't need to necessarily do bedita. But number two says the ravid is another type of bedita. Adam, you know, do you know what Rav Tamla says in such a situation? Mamash bedita or not?
Mamash
bedita, okay. So within Rav Yashiv, though, you could have said, you have to find out. Bedita doesn't always mean the same thing. Could mean like the ravid says, there's a bedita stage one is just a perfunctory bedita. But then says the ravid is bedita stage two. Vashenis bedichas baisachitzum. Vihi macham shashamish dash, or in some versions, ad macham shashamish dash. Number two is bedika ad makom shashamish dash. Shamish, when a husband penetrates during tashmish, then the aver will reach a certain place. That's called disha. The action of the husband penetrating fully is called disha, the rubbing situation, dash like threshing. And zok the ravid, wherever the aver normally goes in and really ends, that's bedika unida lezava. More full it takes penetration, not just something which is superficial. And so the Ravid, v'bidicha l'nido l'zava, l'yom ha'afsaka, v'bidicha shiva. Black on white, says the Ravid, that's v'bidicha nida needs, azava needs, both for Efsatara and for Zainatim. Then the Ravid says there's a third v'bidicha called v'bidichas churin ustakin, v'shrishas v'bidichas churin ustakin, v'aisachitzon, v'bidicha sataros. Then number three is a bedika, which is any muscle, any part of the body, the mouth, any part of the body has folds. So if the ravid is a bedika schurin ustakin, the crevices and the folds, that woman has to check externally, the vaginal crevices, that's bedika she needs only for taros. And it sounds like the ravid means that's the super fancy, super duper bedika. The most fine bedika she has to do is for taros, to know, as you mentioned, to make sure that she's Torah, she's not Ro Adam, that's bedicha number three. But it's clear from the Ravid which bedicha has to be done for Nida and Azava, which is Nadeel and Yaneinu. Bedicha number two, Ad Macham Shashamash Dash. So just to visualize, Macham Shashamash Dash is going more internally. Khuristakh is more widthwise, making sure to go around in general. They're not the same thing. You can have one without the other.
Is not.
Well, that's the point of the Ravid. Even without any knowledge of biology, if the Ravid is pointing out that, no, you're right. I'm not saying the churin ustakin is not ad makom shashamash dash. I'm saying it's going more wide as opposed to makom shashamash dash, which is only going more in depth.
Churin ustakin also includes.
Right, well, that is the pashtus that's going up one level. It's that. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Sivvav is machmir. Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Sadivav Sivvav says, Kol b'dichas elu, bein b'dichas hefsek tari, bein b'dichas kol ha-shiva, tzichos lios, b'vele pishton lovan yoshon, we'll see this in a minute, o temer defen, o temer lovan nachi v'rach, tachnisenu, v'osim lakam ba'omek, u'ruchun r'stachim ad machmash shem ha-shdash. Everything together. So we don't have the Raya of three shlavim, three levels. We have Ba'omek, Ad Machmas Shemesh Dash, and Churin Ustapin. And this is how we passed in, but the Siddur Tara and Sifkat Mechav Gimel points out, hold on a second. I understand this is a Chumrah, but be Moda, it's a Chumrah. Even if you hold Zaynetim or Minatorah, and Hefzatara is Minatorah, and we mentioned within those, the idea of saying that Minatorah doesn't necessarily mean that Maisabidik is Minatorah, it could be just Mashtiach on them is Minatorah. But even if you'd say, let's say, that a Maisabidik is Minatorah for Hefzatara, Maisabidik is Zaynetim is Minatorah, let's say you hold all that. So Siddur Tara does not mean that we hold that a ma'ase bedika ad machan shamash dash bechurin ustachin is necessary min haTorah. What's the raya? It's the retirement of Kaptan Kaptimol. Raya is that a woman before her wedding who is a besula is going to bedika because a woman before she gets married was ro adam. She's a nida or a zava, as any other woman is. She's a penuya, but she is a nida or zava, as we saw in Simetuk Pedimol at the very beginning. The Ramat wrote in the Rivash that any Pinuya also is in Isra Nida, of course, basic idea. So basic, the Postum even bothered whether Ramat quoted it. We didn't mention that here, but I'm sure you saw that in Zimut Chofei Jimel. So the Sivitari says every woman who is a Basula before she gets married is going to be required to go to the Mikvah and have to do Beditos. But says the Sivitari, just physiologically, if she's a Basula, that means that the Basulim are partially blocking the orifice. Can't put a bedita cloth in Ladamri. It's important to realize she can do bedita, she can even penetrate partially because in a healthy woman there's at least some perforation in the hymen, in the basulum, or else Damnida couldn't leave ever since she started having her period. But it's not that she's able to put a bedita cloth in, she might have pain. It's impossible, since it's entire, for a kala or for a basula to do a normal bedita schurna stachan the way it should be, ad machmas shemesh dash. Or at least, Anokh Hashem does. Zap the Shiva Tara, Mimela, maybe we're Machmir, but just keep in mind, even if you hold the most extreme level that these Maisim are Minat Torah, but it's not this idea of the Shulchan Aruch, Ad Machem Hashem Hashdash, and all Churin Ustachin, necessarily Minat Torah. Because a Kaal just can't do it, Zulu can't do it, so keep that in mind, says the Shiva Tara and Sifkat Mechav Gimel. And the Siddur Tara then says that l'chora there's room to rely then sometimes on the Rishonim. There are Rishonim. Quoted Mes Yosef, the Ramban, the Ravid, as we saw, B'shas l'chak, let's say a woman has a macha, or there's a situation that she can't do churin ustachin, or can't do macha shashamash dash. Sometimes we're matil, the Siddur Tara himself points out that those are not necessarily men haTorah. So far we've seen three different situations that we have machloksim about. Number one, we talked about B'dicha Balayla, and the Siddur Tara, the Chavos Das, the Chazon Ish. We talked about then B'dicha Churin Ustachin, B'dicha, and how many B'dichas have to be done. We talked about yesterday. L'maisa, in the Pisach Shuv and Sifkat and Tetz, quotes a phenomenal truth from the Nod B'Yehuda. Now, I don't usually notice when you read Pisach Shuvas, the Pesach Shuvah quotes tells you where something is in a tshuva. Usually it says, Ayein, Mil Tzaka, let's say, Simen, Samach Gimel before. But here, in Pesach Shuvah, Sivkat Nes, he says, Ayein, Tshuvah Zmed B'Yehuda, Chelot Yerdea, Sof Simen Mem Vav. Why is it Sof Simen Mem Vav? Because Simen Mem Vav is very, very long. So even the Pesach Shuvah is more that it's a long tshuva, which is why he tells you, look at the very, very end, after a lot of destruction in the B'Yehuda. And if you look there, says the Pesach Shuvah, the Rebbe that has an unbelievable yisod. Number one, the Rebbe himself is willing to be meitel in case of macha. Das harbi post mahato babidika, that you don't need makom shemesh dash. Lamaisa, as we mentioned, the Ravid, we saw the Ravid said, maybe you need makom shemesh dash. You don't need churin ustachin. You don't need to go. So you don't need to go do such a full bedita. So another view that's willing to be made to like some Rishonim that say you don't need to do a full bedita in general, or at least we saw in the Ravid you don't need necessarily churin ustachin. Maybe even like the Ramban, you don't even need makom shemesh dash necessarily. But he wouldn't be made to like that alone, even in case of macha, unless you have a tirf of other things. Number two, he says we don't need to be so frum. Do at least B'dicha V'hefsek Tara and day one that way. This is a little bit like you, the Chazal you mentioned before. Even though we're machmir day 1 and day 7, but do at least have Sektara the best way you can. Do B'dicha day 1, best way you can. So that's already a big kula. You don't need to do all B'dichos, Ad Makom Shem Hashgash, and Chur Nesdakin in the case of the Chak. But more than that, says the Yehuda, an issue that we talked about last week, can a B'dicha count as a Sektara? It was over this conversation we had during Shir. Can B'dicha count as a Sektara? Zakhtan Ad Yehuda? Of course. I'm sorry. No, can a Hefsatara, can a B'dicha Hefsatara be done through a Moch? Can a Moch count as a Hefsatara? Yeah, I just slipped off the words. Can Moch count as a B'dicha of Hefsatara? Zakhtan Ad Yehuda? Absolutely. What's the woman going to do if she has a Macha? Lamaisa says, Ad Yehuda, woman's going to do Hefsatara and leave in, let's say, that cloth until Laila. So like the Machaber said in Sefalot and Sefei, she's supposed to do ideally. That's what she'll do. She's a religious woman, of course. So if she does that, says the Ned Yehuda, we killed two birds with one stone. Hefsek Tara was what the Moch was before Shtia. Then once it's in the whole time, it'll be considered B'dika after Shtia. Why after Shtia? Or after Ben Hashmash, after it's really Laila. Why? Because we're also makil that B'dika can be done at night, even on Yom Aleph. That issue that we talked about at the beginning of Shir, you see, another who does at least Machriya B'Shas Adachak, that B'dika works B'Laila, even for Yom Aleph, and he's adding that it works through the Mokhtachuk. So says the another Yehuda, if a woman has a problem, let her do a Mokhtachuk. Mokhtachuk will be an unlevel solution. It'll be Hefsatara before Shtia. After Ben Hashmashos is over, it's going to be considered B'dikas Yom Aleph, because B'dikas Yom Aleph can count B'Laila, and we don't necessarily need Chur Nesdakin and everything with Amri. Michael.
But if she's using it for Hefsek Tahara, she's to take it out, check it, and then put it back in.
So that's a question. I don't remember if the Nodita says Mefurish. Does it need... That's the discussion that Achronim say. You're right. Achronim say Hefsek Tahara has to be done in a situation that she knows before Shtia that it's Hefsek Tahara. But it's not necessarily so...
I'm looking at it, and I don't see how it...
No, she'll take it out, let's say, afterwards, and she'll know... If ever, you're right. If it's unclear, then she doesn't know what happened. But if it is clear, everything should be okay.
What are you accomplishing by doing this?
It's in a situation,
say,
let's say...
You're bleeding.
Right, so it sounds like it's a case where it's a medical situation where doing too many B'dikas will hurt her. But let's say one in a short period of time would be okay. You're right, if the case of the mapa's there, that's not going to help.
Well, I mean, anyway.
Right, so, exactly.
Also, he's probably not using Machabes Das's definition of Mokhtachuk.
Oh, so I think if you look carefully in the Yehuda, he is. Well, Lamaisa, the post him right, in most contemporary Sfarim, they tell people to be very careful not to use a moch for Hefsek Tahara or B'dika. Meaning that, let's say a woman decides to do a mochtachuk, she says, okay, I can count, the mochtachuk will count both as the Hefsek Tahara and the moch. I mean, I'll put the moch in before Shtia, keep it in for an hour, let's say, even though it's usually too long, wait to see what happens. If I take it out and there's dam on it, then I'm in trouble. If there's no dam, that counted as both the B'dika and the moch. So the postim usually frown upon that very strongly. What's pshat? Well, number one, because this Nadehuda is a bit chiddush, say that you don't necessarily need chur nesdakin. But number two, because, like you're saying, Rav David, that we say that maybe a moch dochet, maybe the Nadehuda's moch dochet was mamish full. But if that's not what people use nowadays, that's not counted for B'dika. You don't have chur nesdakin. Although, again, from the other view, this sounds like his whole agenda is to say you don't necessarily need Chur Nesdakin and Machmas Hashem Hashgash necessarily. We don't necessarily know if we are going to pass in that way. But I'm just pointing out, another reason to say that it's not going to help is that we know Mokhtokhuk now is very different than the way it used to be altogether. Although, the other view does not define what Mokhtokhuk is. That's also, it's always hard to know if you can transfer terms that have been used then to a situation of now. But he does quote, number one, Das Rashi, that Sfiras Laila counts. So he's Machiyahu Adap of the Evid. And number two, that you don't necessarily need Chur Nesdakin and Machmas Hashem Hashgash. And then he is pointing out that you can use Moch Dokuk for both the Hefsek Tahara and the B'dika. Perhaps I didn't say it clearly, I just want to point out. The Nodav Yehuda, he says, first of all, his point in the Rishonim is that he says you don't need to have Machmas Hashem Hashgash and Chur Nesdakin. Then he adds, the point is moot, because we hold that you should do machtochik, therefore you don't need to get rid of that situation. So, meaning he's, number one, he's saying you don't need to have a situation of churnus dochen and machon shem shemesh altogether. Then he says, Lamaisa, but nowadays women don't even need that because they do a mochtochuk that accomplishes that anyway. And that's what I'm pointing out. That might only be because in those days, mochtochuk was mamash mochtochuk. But now that it's not tochuk, it's not going to help. I don't think I said it as clearly the first time. Meaning, there's two different points. Number one is that the Rishonim, he's machriya, that you could be making on the Rishonim that say that and mochtochuk shemesh dosh is not necessary. Number two, nowadays we have it anyway because we have mochtochuk. And that's what I'm pointing out. Mochtochuk nowadays is different than the mochtochuk was in those days. The Shulchan Aruch also says, back to Vav, we skip to the next line in the Shulchan Aruch Sivav. But let's go back to the beginning. Kabbalah Kazelu, skip a few words, has to be Beged Pishton Lavan Yashan, Obetem Redethen, Obetem Lavan Naki Birach. The Shulchan Aruch seems to tell us three different ways of checking. Pishton Lavan Yashan, Beged Pishton Lavan Yashan, Semer Defen, Otemer Lavan Naki Birach. Ravadi quotes Adas Yochanan the Achronim, that's Medayik from this Shulchan Aruch, that when he says, from the Siddhartara is Adas Yochid, it says, Beged Pishon Lavan, but when it comes to Temer Defen, he says Temer Defen or Temer Lavan. It doesn't say Beged Temer Defen. So after the Siddhartara, Adas Yochid should be Yechidim, that for cotton, you shouldn't use a Beged. It's not going to be good enough, just the Beged is going to not absorb blood. Cotton has to be like a cotton ball, some material to absorb the blood. It's only with Pishton that it's going to be embedded. It's up to the Ravadia. No one holds this. Vaharaya minadolam is mikandus donas to check with the bedikah cloths. Bedikah cloths usually are cotton begadim. They're small cotton begadim. It's interesting to note, though, the Siddur Torah would say that that would not be a valid method of doing a bedikah, based on the lashon of this Shulchan Aruch. Look carefully. Your eyes almost trick yourself, because we speak in a language of contractions. You think the word beged is drawing on everything. But if you look carefully, the Siddur Torah is medayik, the beged seems only fished on, not beged semer defen. But what if a person is traveling, and all of a sudden she realizes, oh no, I didn't do my Hef Satara, I didn't do a bedikah today, and she has nothing that's semer defen, nothing fished on, all she has is disposable tissues, toilet paper or tissues. She finds a bathroom. Is that good for a bedikah? So, from the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like, that is definitely not something which is ideal. Lamaisa, the Mishmar Satara points out in Perik Yud, Oslamid, no, you know what? In pressing situations, you have to make do with what you can. Ein roi levdok b'niyar. You shouldn't use paper. And there's two concerns with paper. Number one, paper doesn't necessarily go... three concerns. If it's thick paper, it doesn't necessarily go in well. Number two, paper can sometimes not absorb blood, it'll just deflect the blood. And number three, paper can sometimes break, and whatever had the blood on it is still stuff inside. But lemaisa, if you do bedika, you don't tissue uchidomne, also a bedika. It should count for the evidence chen yeshlin la little b'shas of the chak. B'shas of the chak, you can use tissue. And he says from Rabbi Yashiv that let's go daughter from semer lavan v'rach. Rabbi Willard is very reluctant to make on bedika with tissue because he reasons that tissues are so disposable nowadays, they don't like anything like they used to. Most tissue toilet paper, some of it can sometimes get stuck. If we're concerned about dam will stick the tissue to inside, the tissue will be stuck inside, you don't know the dam is there. So what do you do if you're stuck? Okay, you have to just be careful. Sometimes you have to examine the specimen, make sure it looks like everything is still intact, maybe it'll work. But it's not that we would say, okay, she has to wait another day, you have to use your head. Just use your head to know what to do if you're on the run. Yeah.
Just practically speaking, a lot of tissues you buy today, especially the higher end tissues, are very durable.
Oh, so
I'm saying if anything, so, that it's very good.
So it depends. That's what the private the Mishra, it's ironic. Mishra Tower is married to Israel. Eretz Israel, well, it depends. If you use the green or blue toilet paper, especially if you use it for your nose, a lot of times you know what it feels like because your nose then gets red. So that might be valid. It depends on how things are made. Between have 3-ply, 10-2-ply. Rewilg would give me a those who are the host of being the from Rewilg, he would have to say, okay, by the show of hands, who uses tissues that are 3-ply? Okay. We don't need to survey, but you're right, there are different types of tissues.
Well, it also depends when you're talking. If you're talking Shem and Akiyam, so mice, you should use your underwear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
I wonder about a colored underwear that would use tissue.
Oh, so Zevi's pointing out a very interesting question raised by none other than Rav Avadya and Taras Abayas. Rav Avadya, on page, this is Chelet Beis, most of what we're doing now is Chelet Beis, have Zatarin and Zainakim is Chelet Beis, page Shin Ram Aleph, quotes, what we saw once as a Gemara with Rashi, we were discussing what white means, the specimens of different whites. What does white mean? White is white. White is things that look white, that are called white, that are not called white, that really are white. And we have two Rashis. Rashi says that the whole reason you need to bedita, the whole reason a kesem is not a problem on Savonim, is because you can't really tell what the color is. In fact, Rav Avadya was medayek from there that any color is going to be mutter because you can't really tell what the color is. But we pointed out, though, the Gemara says much earlier in Daf Yuzayin that you need to do bedita dafka betzemer, which is white, and Rashi says, just then you can see the color clearly. So, Rav Avadya says, the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef, seems to say that you can't do bedika b'neged Edom, b'neged Shachar, and Lav Dafka says Beis Yosef, who had in a chotzvayim, any color dam, any color b'neged is a problem. And many Achronim seem to say the same thing. Nikam Achim Nireh, Shavashas Adachach, says Rav Avadya, on page Shin Ram Aleph, She'em b'neged Lovam Livdok Bo, she's on the way. She has no tissues, let's say. Yesh lahakel b'vidichas beganaki shel sharmini tzivonim. You can use other colors. Often she'tayin bohetev v'tirah shunakim b'tol chesem. Just make sure you know and see there's nothing there. If you have something there that you could see, you're not sure what color it is, then you're in trouble. But if you see it's tween, it's tween. Eyes up to Rav Avadya. I'm going against the Badia Shulchan. I'm going against others that are machmir. But says Rav Avadya, without I'm putting a little words in his mouth, Lamaisa is Milo Shitoso. Because I pointed out that there's two ideas. Rashi seems to say that you have to b'dicha dafri b'vegan lovam, because the maradam is nikrabo. On the other hand, we say that any tzivonim are okay for kesem, because they mar a little bit of the color of the blood slightly. So Rav Avadya, when were we so machbid on tzivonim? In the days that you had only five maros dam that were going to be tamei, and others were going to be tahar. So then, a bedicha had to be mamish with lovans, so that nothing would mar a slight change in shade, so you can be machri al hakel on the five colors. But nowadays, we know red is a problem, not red is not a problem, but all reds are a problem. Mamela, you're right, we still try to use lovan, but b'shas adachak, since you just have to determine if it's red or not, if you can use a color that you can see if there's red there or not, there's room to be made. And this is above all to the known self be true. You have to know if it's orange, which is going to make everything look like it's a problem or like it's not a problem, then you can't use it. But Zeth Rav Avadya, you're right, we're going to strive for lovan, but there is room to say that since lovan might not be available, you can still use tzivonim, because the whole point of being so machbid, that's what I just said by the tool of summon. The reason we were so machbid on lovan is because we were concerned about five colors of dam, but now that we're machmir that all colors of red are a problem, there's room to be metal on what a person yos v'udita b'shas
hadacha. You would say it's more important, it's better to use color or tissues, it's still better.
I don't think he discusses tissues. So it depends on the matzias. Like Aaron was saying, it depends on what tissues you have, and you have to use just the judgment call, depending on what's going to work. Also, then Rav Avadya discusses also on the next page, that on page Shimon Beis, very often, a woman does a bedika, but she finds that it irritates her. So Zachter Rav Avadya, that she's able to use some sort of liquid. Although there are chronim, he quotes plasma that disagree. If she moistens the beged, it'll do a better job of doing bedika. Maybe you should say there's a tipas dam that the water is covering, the water is dissolving some dam. Zachter Rav Avadya, but what else could you do? Lamaisa, you're going to make her not do bedika well altogether because she's going to be so scared she don't have to cut herself. It's better to make it moist and make her able to do an efficient bedika. Although Rav Avadya doesn't mention this, in conventional wisdom, postum often suggest that a woman used is a whole industry of personal lubricants, such as KY jelly or Astroglide, which often women could use on a bedika cloth in order to make the bedika go smoother. That's Rav Avadya's same idea. Yes, by putting more moisture inside, you might lose a little bit of dam. On the other hand, Yudain, the bedikah is going to be done well. In pragmatic, sometimes bedikahs look slightly different. When there's some sort of Vaseline or some sort of lubricant on the bedikah cloth, it often has a certain shine to it afterwards, which might trick a person who doesn't know that it's there to figure out what color it is, but people that are familiar with Maris Damim usually can figure out what color it is anyway, although there is a slight difference that sometimes happens with those substances, even when they dry on a B'dicha cloth. So another question? Yeah.
I was just wondering, when we say that tissue would be permissible in Shasat Chak type situation, to what point do we extend that? Meaning, let's say, as Emmy mentioned, if a woman, you know, might be better to use her underwear, or but let's say, you know, that's not an option, but I don't know. Yeah, she has a white shirt, whatever.
Right. So she's on the.
Is that considered already a shasat chak? I'm saying that she has to ruin her beged versus or.
Right. So as Ravadi's pointing out, there's a psychological phenomenon that we're concerned with also, that if the woman feels that she's doing something under pressure, or she feels like she's doing something that just she doesn't want to do, or she feels that it's just not appropriate to do, for some people, let's say, using their underwear is something which she feels awkward doing, so then also that's an important thing, not just because we're concerned about people's psychological well-being, but halachically, if there's going to be moneer from doing a proper bidika, then yes, it's hard to say, though. So for a large part, it's a judgment call. There are different options, it depends on each person's situation to know what to use.
Michael. The lady was machmir on pastels. Was that only in this case, or is
no? He's machmir on even some.
So university, not just shots.
No, he's machmir on a kesem, which falls on. It's for the exact same two rashis exactly, but he's machmir on pastels because that's not considered tzivonim. You're saying would he be makil if he's saying that a pastel is considered white for a kesem? Would he be makil that you can use it for bidika? Maybe. I hear. I'm not sure. That's another way of sort of saying, turning on what you're saying. I'm not sure. I don't know if he stresses one of the other. That should make sense. Then even you should say pastel should work. Maybe. So let's just review for a minute what we discussed today. We began with the issue of the Miltzaka. Miltzaka says, seems to say 2 points as far as why you have to be conscious of what's going on for Bedika. Number one, because you need a Maisa Sphira, like the Chavis Das, and as we saw later, the Sifrei Torah, that has to be Sruna Bedika in Lefaneinu. And number two, because if you're unconscious of something, milsa de rami le dinish, if you're not conscious of something, you're not going to be aware of it. There won't be a heightened awareness for the bidita. And we discussed a little bit in Lumdus, you have to figure out when that applies. Are those really the same things? Do they apply differently? Are they two really driving to the same point? And then we mentioned that the postum say that's only true for the first, for an entire day. But also, people shouldn't feel pressure. They have to know today is day X. Although the shalah does seem to say it's good to count. But it's not makhavli kuva to know if today is day X, as long as you know it's one of the Zayinikim. That's good enough. That's good for Surim Bedutin. That's good for the idea of being vigilant. And you can be makhriya afterwards, even on day 7, right before, at 6 o'clock in the afternoon in the summer. The Rav will tell him what the story was with all those maros. Then we discuss the issue of B'dika Balayla. The Ramah seems to say that B'dika Balayla works because his only concern is ner as opposed to shamish, as opposed to shemesh, where you see it, but not when the B'dika is done. That comes from the Beis Yosef, the first Beis Yosef from the Rashba, from the Gemara, it sounds like. So the Sidrei Torah, not so fast. Yeah, that's according to Rov Rishonim that say that you need to have B'dika 1 or 7. Because 1 or 7 means you just need to do an action. But if you hold, 1 and 7 means the days of Spurin of Dukim Lefanecha, as the Chavis Das we saw said yesterday, you're creating a certain chalos within the days, Sphira only is Biyamama. Where does that come from? That comes from the opinion, the Gemara, Mesechus Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph Tzamud Beis, that says that a Zava Ktana that needs to do Sfira can't be Tovelas during the night. She can only be Tovelas during the day, because Sfira Biyamama. Although Tosfos points out, in neither Daf Ayin Aleph Tzamud Beis, that Rashi seems to disagree with the Gemara. We don't know what Rashi is going to do. Separate discussion, which we'll have later, Bez Hashem. But the mainstream opinion is the opinion of Tosfos that says that Sfira is only Biyamama. Mamela says the Sidra Tara, we can't count, a woman is not able to do a B'dika Balayla, since we only need 1 and 7, that means you need to do Maisa Sfira, which creates Sfira B'dukin. That only counts by Yom. The Maisa, it's fascinating, the Chazanish saw the very same sources, and the Chazanish says, no! The Maisa, we hold, really 1 or 7 works. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch tweaks in the end, 1 and 7 works, but that's not really the Yisod. The Yisod is that 1 or 7 works. Mamela, we just hold you need to do a Maisa B'dika. Now the Chavis Das, now it's Sidra Tara that you need to have alumnus of Sruna Bedutin. Mamela, Camp Alayla, so what? That's totally fine. What about Churin Ustakin? Churin Ustakin, we saw the Ravid at 3 levels of the way to do Bedika. The Shulchan Aruch is Machmir 2 things. Machmir Shashemesh Dash and Chorinus Dukin. The Raivan and the Ramban both have Kulus in both areas. And the Sidra Torah says, even if you're Machmir, just know that's not considered absolutely necessary for Haraya Basula. They can't do that. Because the Tshuva brings it all together, according to the Tshuva of the Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda says that, number one, a woman who has a problem doing a lot of Bedikos, she can do Bedika from day zero till the evening of day one by doing a Bedika which is not Churin Ristachin. That's okay. We're Makil, like the Rishonim say, you don't need Churin Ristachin, you don't necessarily need Makhash Hashem Ashtash. Then he adds, Lamaisa, if she does a Mokhtachuk, then all bets are off. She's totally fine. Because she does Bedika from day zero till day one, by having the mochin, and we see 2 points from that. Number one, mochdochel counts for a hefsatara or for bedika, just by putting a mochin. Number two, you can do bedika malayla b'dievet, because he says the layla will be the only bedika she's going to do. That night is the first night. We pointed out that even the Nadhuda that talks about mochdochel working for bedika or hefsatara might be only in his days, that they did mamish, as you pointed out, Rav David Chavez Das, that says that it has to be full. But nowadays that moch is really a weak mochdochel, maybe even Nadhuda would agree that would not be able to work. Then we talked about some details as far as the issue of Beged, Tzemer Geffen, or Tzemer Geffen altogether. Sefer Torah, Das Yachid, says that you are not able to do Bedika be Tzemer Geffen, be Beged Tzemer Geffen, has to be Dafka Tzemer Geffen. The Taras Rabbis rejects it out of hand and shows that everyone holds that that's Mutter. Then two other issues. Number one, tissue. So tissue, the Mishra Shatara points out from Rav Yashiv, depends on what type of tissue the tissue is made of. Like Aaron said, depends on how the tissue is. Just be careful. As Rav Wolf says, be very careful because some of it can end up inside, or it can not necessarily be such a good bidita. And Rav Adya has a tremendous kula against the Radha Shulchan, against others. The Bashas of the Chak, Tzivonim would work. And even his model Luchar, Tzivonim, like black or something, would not work. Luchar, because you can't see anything there. But as long as you can see something, we indeed would be metal in such a situation. I wish you have a fantastic day. Hatzlacha, bracha, and any haris, please feel free to. So discuss with me now or in the future. Yeah.